And the tears filled up the wrinkles on his face. And as I held his withered hand, he smiled and whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better land. And I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops. And I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. And I'll have hands that will never age and wither. And a heart that never break again. And I have often heard and read about a city where with Jesus we shall live forevermore. And there are mansions in construction for my dwelling. The streets of gold will run by my front door. Oh, and I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops. And I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. And I'll have hands that would never age and wither. And a heart that would never break again.
There is no problem too big God cannot solve it. And there is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm so dark God cannot calm it. No sorrow so deep
God cannot soothe it. And if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, oh, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. And if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, yes, I know, my sister, that He will carry you.
When life is bringing you down, you've been facing a storm. You've been facing a storm, it seems you can't take it. Oh, He will bring you home, just hold to His promise. Just keep trusting by faith,
I know that you'll make it. And if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, oh, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. And if He carried
is no problem too big God cannot solve it. Oh, there is no mountain so tall He cannot move it. Oh, there is no storm so dark God cannot calm it. Oh, there is no sorrow so deep God cannot soothe it. Oh, and if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, oh, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. And if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, yes, I know, my sister, that He will carry you.
John chapter 15, if you will, stand for the reading of the Word of God. My message this morning is going to cover some of the same territory that Brother Danny covered. Of course, he was reading some in John 15, so we're going to cover some of the same territory that he covered. Maybe the Lord is wanting to emphasize some things this morning. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to assemble together in the name of Jesus this morning. We ask for your favor upon this service, and ask, Lord Jesus, for your anointing upon the message. Pray that you would do good, Lord, to the souls that are in this congregation through your word this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I would like to preach this morning for a few minutes on the fruit-bearing life. In my text, we're given the divine plan for the church to be a fruit-bearing body of people. In his closing remarks to his disciples just prior to his crucifixion, Jesus compares the church to branches on a vine. And Jesus says that he is the true vine. He is the only source of fruit-bearing life. In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel was compared to a vine. In Isaiah 5 and 7, God says, "For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." And in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 21, God says, "Yet I had planted thee a noble vine." In Psalm chapter 80 and verse 8, the psalmist says, "Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it." So Israel is referred to by God in the Old Testament as a vine. In fact, the front of the temple in Jerusalem in the time of Jesus was adorned with a golden vine, the symbol of the nation of Israel. But Jesus says, in contrast to that vine, "I am the true vine." And this true vine is the only vine that is capable of producing life-giving fruit. Being connected to the nation of Israel cannot save you, but being connected to Jesus is real salvation. Nicodemus, the man that came to Jesus by night, and Jesus told him, because this man is a leader among the Jews, a very religious man, and he thought that his religious and his racial credentials were sufficient to include him in the kingdom of God. But Jesus enlightened him and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." No man is part of the kingdom of God by his first birth. Nobody can be a part of the kingdom of God until they have their second birth. You must be born again. So in order for there to be a church beyond the cross of Christ, there must be people in union with Christ. Christ intended for his fellowship with believers to be continuous and uninterrupted. In verse 4, Jesus says, "Abide in me and I in you." In verse 5, he says, "He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." That word "abide" means to remain. The relationship between Christ and his followers is designed by God to be fixed and constant. They are to remain, to abide. Now, the root to fruit bearing is remaining in Christ and Christ in you. Consistency is the fruit of faith. Jesus makes clear in this text that relationship with him is absolutely essential to fruit bearing. He says in verse 5, listen to this, "For without me, you can do nothing." You cannot produce kingdom fruit apart from Jesus Christ. No matter how good or moral you may be, you cannot produce kingdom fruit unless you are joined to Jesus. It's impossible to produce the fruit of a disciple of Jesus without being in Jesus. In verse 4, Jesus says, "As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." You understand that the Christian life is a supernatural life. So loving your friends and loving those who love you is only natural. But loving your enemies is supernatural. And the branch is partaking of the strength of the vine in order to produce this kind of fruit. The sap from that vine, the true vine, Jesus Christ. The sap from that vine contains all the ingredients that you need to live and flourish and produce the right kind of fruit. Now, the warning is severe to those branches not bearing fruit. In verse 2, Jesus says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." That is, he prunes it from